You know, a part of me is really enjoying this. Of course, so far, the best part of this night has been you. I mean, you picked me up in time, and I can tell you took a lot of time picking out your outfit, just like I did. You did a good job too. I've never seen you look sharper. Your hair looks freshly cut. Your clothes don't have a speck of dust on them. And I even suspect you put on some cologne just for me. All this effort, just for me. Just for a little date. You were so romantic too. You opened the car door, lent me your jacket like guests do in the movies. You even let me pick out the restaurant. And all night, you've treated me like a princess. Even though I picked out a locker top just for you, I haven't caught you staring down even for a second. You probably think I'd be offended by it. You haven't made a single snide remark, as if sex was the last thing on your mind. And after all, this is our third date. You should know some fun is in the cards for you, if you ask nicely. No, so far you've been the perfect gentleman. And I think I know why. I know my reputation. And to be fair, it's one I deserve. I never raise my voice, and I always prefer being alone. So it's no wonder you think I'm shy. A real shrinking violet. And, of course, with the way I dress, and the way I express myself, everyone always seems to see me as some sort of paragon of innocence. It's true, I never let any hint of anything else show. And I myself have never made a pass at you. So far, you've had to make all the moves. You were the one who talked to me first, the one who asked me out, the one who will have to lean in first if you ever want to kiss me. And I think that, in your mind, this is the way to seduce me. But the truth is, there is a side of me you don't know about, a wilder side, a hunger that swells within me whenever I see you, a succubus heart that takes over me when all eyes are turned away and all your attention is focused on me. I bet you never figure me out just by looking, but I wonder, when you knocked on my door, did you ever stop thinking that a part of me didn't want to go out at all? That a part of me wanted to pull you in and tear these neatly ironed clothes of you right then and there. I just smiled and tagged you, but underneath it all, I was already begging for you. Even now, you are giving me such a kind smile while we wait for our food to arrive at the table. Do you know how badly I want to feel those lips making their way in between my legs? I wouldn't even stop you if you tried to tell you the truth. All you have to do is sneak under the table when no one is looking. I would make sure there were no prying eyes. You could slowly part my legs. You would quickly find out that I decided not to wear any underwear tonight. Why would I? I wasn't planning on keeping them for long anyways. I wonder if you'd like that. Tasting my sweet little pussy, kissing my thighs, doing everything in your power to make me moan. Wouldn't the thrill of it make it even better? Wouldn't the idea of getting cold get you rock hard? And yet, while I'm already wondering what your tongue would feel like inside me, you just look at me lovingly, like a true gentleman. And I do enjoy it. Quite a bit, actually. You look at me like I'm a princess, and at the end of the day, that's all I really want. But then, the other part of me is still here, and when I look at you, I don't want to be treated like a princess. Unless a princess has a right to be naughty too, to ask for her lover to spank her, and to pull her hair as he takes her, ravages her, ruins her. Do you think a princess has a right to think these things? Does she have a right to fantasize about men the way I fantasize about you? Look at you. You still think of me as such an innocent little thing. I hope the truth won't come as too much of a shock to you. I hope you will still like me when you find out I'm such a filthy girl inside. Because, to be honest, I don't know how much longer I can wait for you. Sooner or later, my true self will come out. And when she does, I want to be sure you are ready to handle her, to tame her, to pleasure her. For now, I guess I'll have to keep waiting. I'll be a good girl for as long as I can take it. Let's see which one of us breaks first. Well, looks like our food is coming. This is going to be one fun evening.